Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Our friend, Attorney Peter Daigle, has joined us again. And I almost gave it away last time we were talking when we were discussing that you are not alone when it comes to facing life's challenges, and bankruptcy is the answer sometimes to life challenges. We even went over an avatar, if you will, of the types of people that go in for bankruptcy. So I was thinking he was going to say, you know, a certain career, or, you know, if you took this type of job that, you know, this kind of ends you here. It wasn't that way. It was life circumstances happen, job loss, death in the family, just your debts have exceeded your income some kind of way. And you could find yourself, whoever you are, whatever job you have, male or female, you can find yourself in the situation of needing to consider bankruptcy or some form of debt consolidation. So today we're going to continue the conversation, but this time he's going to share with us the emotional process, which I know is present. And I bet you've been thinking, hey, while this is giving me knots in my stomach, and while I don't want to consider bankruptcy because I've been taught that it's a bad word or whatever, we're here to let you know, one, you're not alone, and it's not bad. It's not a bad word. And you can get through this, and you can reset your life. Peter, with all of that being said, welcome back into the conversation. I just wanted to make sure I did a recap.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and you nailed it as far as what we talked about before. So that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to make sure they didn't forget. So we got the recap, and today we're going to talk about, I believe you said, the emotional experience of the process. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Oh, thank you so much. So, you know, there's a number of reasons why we get emotional about things that, you know, we don't want to occur, for instance, bankruptcy. And one is that the first thing is we've always taught to fight, okay? Since we're little kids, it's like, you know, you fight for your rights, you know, whatever the case may be. And so you don't ever want to admit defeat, okay? You know, so the thought of filing bankruptcy is a sense of surrendering to something that you could continue to fight and that, you know, you could have fought harder and the woulda, coulda, shoulda. And so part of the emotional connection is that that you just feel like you've let yourself down, you know, by doing that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's always a difficult thing to do. But sometimes we find ourselves in life, we have to surrender to the moment because it's just something that is outside of our control, whether, you know, you get a flat tire in the road and all of a sudden you're late for the appointment. Well, it's just, you just have to almost surrender to the fact that that's what's happened. And inevitably it always works out on the other end. But in the moment in time, there's that feeling of like, oh my gosh. So the feeling of having to surrender is not something that is, you know, really well, you know, baked into the human psyche. We want to try to fight and make it work. It's just not in the human nature. So that's always an emotional hurdle to overcome. And so surrendering is something that needs to be done. The second reason that of emotional impact is that anxiety a lot of times is caused by misinformation. And when it comes to the word bankruptcy, it's, you know, it's almost like cancer or some of the other words that are out there. All of a sudden, we have this tremendous fear that sets in with that word, and it's generally based upon misinformation. And so whether it be how we were taught as a child or what we've read in the newspaper or whether or not we've heard from our friends, there's so much misinformation about a bankruptcy in which it causes anxiety immediately. I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose my car. I'm going to lose my dog. I'm going to lose all my money in the account. Lose my job. So that initial panic, and that's based upon, you know, being, you know, domesticated, so to speak, that this is the way it's supposed to be, causes emotional distress that's unnecessary. Like anything in life, it's always good to get as much information as you can. And a lot of the folks that we counsel here come with all the wrong information. Either they've gone on the internet, they Googled it, and they found out circumstances that or states that just don't apply to them, or they've asked their hairdresser or their friend or their mother, and they come to us with the misinformation. So what happens is they have all this anxiety and emotion based upon misinformation. Okay, so they don't know you know what's going to happen. So this fear of the unknown causes tremendous stress. Okay. So part of what we do is we will go through information, and I always tell people, I'm not going to give you a solution. I'm just going to give you an answer. I'm going to give you some information. So it's not like I'm trying to say this is what you need to do. I try to break it down in a way in which we unpack all their fears, we trade it for good information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when they're done with the consultation, they may not have, they may need to think about their options, but they have enough information to make an informed decision. And so what we try to say is, listen, the decision's yours. We're going to give you some information to better help you. And we always try to give them a number of options, and so they don't feel like they only have one. And so that information that they get, you can see the expression on their faces change as through the consultation. They're getting this information and realize that their fears are unfounded based upon what we tell them. And the good news about bankruptcy is because the law allows us to do it. And so we take them through a process in which they're protected. It's a safe haven from creditors, and it's because the law says they can do it. And so we're able to impart information in which they have a right to do it, and they're protected. And it's not like there's any sense of uncertainty. So that would be the second reason why there's an emotional impact. And the third reason a lot of people come to us with emotional issues is they're concerned somebody else is going to find out about it. They're like, oh, my God, what is my friend going to say? What is my mother going to say? What is this? What is my husband going to say, okay, when he finds out? And so, a lot of times there's a sense of anxiety or emotion as a result of who's going to find out. Well, I can tell you that nobody will find out unless you tell them or unless, your credit reports will show on it. So unless you have access to somebody's credit reports, which is very difficult to get, you're not going to be able to know about somebody else. And so we try to alleviate that fear and a sense of anxiety, because that's always an issue. Who's going to find out, and will my car company know? And I don't want to lose my car, and it's important that I keep my car needed for work. And so, having that armed with knowledge and understanding and a sense of safety afterwards, it really will calm the fears of pretty much everybody that comes in. So it's important that whoever you speak to takes the time to really go through everything and to not leave, don't leave the consultation until all your questions have been answered, and especially when it comes to the uncertainties, because the good news is that a bankruptcy can break it down based upon the law, and a defined set of rules and procedures. Okay, so there's just not a sense of, I have to go to the hospital for this test. I have no idea what's going to happen, and then that uncertainty comes in. It's not that same way with bankruptcy. So that's sort of some of the emotional components of it. I don't know if you have any thoughts or questions from that.
I can definitely see all of that. Wanting to surrender, you want to, I need to, whether you're diving in the water or, walking into an unknown space, which is what we would be doing with filing bankruptcy. Surrendering is like, wait a minute, you want me just to give up? And so I'm walking with you as you're talking in my head, and I'm saying, I can see that. I can see the anxiety and definitely the shame. Now, you were saying that probably like we go to the doctor and we've been on WebMD or something. We come in with, hey, my arm has a sore on it. I know I'm dying. That would be me.
Right.
So we come in with the wrong information. So just to add a little humor, what has been some of the information that you've gotten? He's like, what? How did you?
My employer's going to find out. My mother's going to find out. I'm going to lose my car. I'm going to lose my house. They're going to take all the money in my checking account. They're going to take my paycheck. They're going to manage my checking account. The government, So it's always they.
Yeah.
They, right?
I'm going to change my name to they, because they are so influential.
So they is everybody out there. They're the unknown, the boogeyman.
They're going to get me.
Yeah, so the creditors, the bankruptcy court, the mortgage company, the car loan people, all the people out there are going to just do all these things to me. Mm-hmm. And so none of those things occur. Okay? They're not going to come in and take your furniture. They're not going to come into your house. They're not going to come into your checkbook. Those are the kinds of things. They're not going to take your car. So you know, again, those are that's all based upon misinformation.
Because bankruptcy is just the opposite. It's to protect.
Exactly.
When this gets out, this is, hey, my protection is out here.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But I can only chuckle because I didn't know that before. So I'm thinking, wow. And I wonder, how many times am I talking and people know I don't know what I'm talking about?
Right. well, it's like I like to liken it to like a surgical procedure where we're going to do a little small surgery here, and all we're going to do is we're going to cut out your debt. Okay, everything
mm-hmm.
else in your life stays the same. It'll just take a minute, and we're going to take all that debt that you have, all those credit cards and medical debt and utilities, and some of that IRS debt that you have, and we're just going to carve it out and remove it. And then the rest of your life will be the same. You won't none of your assets will be taken from you. You keep everything. You keep your job, and we're just going to take that debt away, okay? So if you'll let me.
Your financial health will, you know, take time to recover, but you're going to be fine.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I think that could bring a person peace of mind just sitting down. And I'm sure someone has been with you and said, hey, I hear what you're saying, but my situation is different. They're going to come get me. You know, it's like, listen, calm down. So I'm just imagining that part of your job is to calm the client down.
Exactly.
Keep
that's what we do.
Wow. Well, we want you to help us to resolve, but it's amazing. Oh gosh, it's really simple. I am in over my head. I have a legal right to go get, you know, protection so I can restart my life, so I can breathe again. And, you know, just contacting you. But that's like three steps. I realize I'm in over my head. I want to solve it. I know somebody that can help me, 1, 2, 3. But it sounds like we can create many more steps in between finally getting to you.
Exactly. Yep.
And we don't need to do that. Bankruptcy is not a bad word. And it's okay. You're not alone. Other people have filed, which I don't like comparing. I don't really care what other people have done. I'm more concerned with, does it make me a better person? And
exactly.
Was my intent to get away with something? Now, you maybe if you're feeling really bad, maybe because you thought about getting over or you feel like
right.
you're taking something from someone and it's undeserved. I don't know. But if you didn't have malicious intent, you weren't saying, I'm going to go get this debt and I'm not going to pay them back. Yeah, you know, like you weren't trying to get over or take something from someone. You weren't trying to have something in life you didn't deserve or hadn't worked for, but you weren't able to maintain it. And it happens. It happens.
Exactly.
And we could think of other things and just say, hey, and I made it through that thing, whatever it was. It's okay. It's okay. That's what I want to be. It's okay. Breathe and contact Peter Daigle.
That's it, right? You got it.
That's right. That's right. Make it three steps instead of 10, 20, 30 years, you know? Peter, thank you. Thank you for adding humor to a very tough conversation to have with myself, with my friend, with my finances, with life, thinking, oh, gosh, if I had known better. Sometimes you can't know better because we don't know the answers in this adult life. Accept
exactly.
it.
Isn't the truth?
Surrender.
So true.
Yeah. Let people know how to get in touch with you outside.
Sure.
Of this
Again,
session.
Peter Daigle. At the best way is through my website at Daigle Law Office. That's daigle.com. And you can go through it and you can request a copy of my book or set up a time for a consultation. I'd love to help you.
It does not hurt to talk. Thank you so much, Peter. And until next time, have a wonderful day.
Okay, Catherine. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.